I'd like to call this meeting of the Mountain Prospect District 57 Board of Education to order. Virginia, would you take the roll, please?
Mr. Compasto?
Here.
Mrs. Kobus?
Here.
Mrs. Klawchuk?
Here.
Mr. Lean?
Here.
Mr. McCluskey?
Here.
Mrs. Nadel?
Here.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Here. So, communications is the first item on the agenda. Does anyone have... Oh, what am I looking at? Oh, I skipped right over that. We have a public hearing concerning the intent of the Mountain Prospect School District 57 Board of Education to sell $2 million worth of working cash fund bonds. Tonight's agenda is a public hearing to receive public comments on the proposal to sell working cash fund bonds in an amount not to exceed $2 million in order to increase the working cash fund with the intent to reimburse expenditures associated with Westbrook School parking lot construction expenses. Do any members of the board have any comments? Understanding that there will be opportunity for discussion and debate at the August 25th, 2016 board meeting, where it is anticipated that a recommendation will be brought forward to approve this working cash fund bond sale. Virginia, are you aware of any written testimony concerning the proposed issuance of the working cash fund bonds?
No.
Now is the opportunity for any audience members to testify or comment regarding proposed issuance of the working cash fund bonds. Now that all persons have been given the opportunity to present oral or written testimony regarding the issuance of the working cash fund bonds, I ask for a motion that this public hearing be adjourned.
I move to adjourn the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, Virginia, roll call, please.
Mr. Compasto?
Yes.
Mrs. Kobus?
Yes.
Mrs. Klawchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes. Then we will move to our regular agenda. Does anyone have any reports? Ed Foundation or PTA? Okay.
I would just
go ahead.
One comment to speed the consent agenda up a little bit, because I was going to pull the item on donations to simply say that there's about $70,000 worth of donations there, and 60 of them are from the Ed Foundation. So just as a board, I know we want to express our thanks and gratitude to the Ed Foundation for all their hard work. And so I've said my piece.
Absolutely. And for the board president's report, I just want to touch on the members of the policy committee. I want to make sure we have those in place. What do we usually have, three members?
Two.
Okay. So who's, do we know who's?
I am right now.
Eileen and Joe are going to continue that?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thank you. Then I want to make sure that. And then the other item is August 17th, the board will be having our annual sit down with members of the MPEA. And I mentioned this at the last meeting and asked you to check your calendars. Joe replied that he's available. As of right now, I'm available that evening. We're looking at meeting sometime early in the evening, maybe 5 o'clock, certainly by six. Who else is available? Karen?
I can be available, yep. Uh-huh. I can be available.
Okay.
I can be available.
Okay. So let me, we don't, I think three, what do you think, three board?
We've done it with three before.
Three? I mean, four would be fine.
I think I'm good as long as it's probably about 6 o'clock. Are you doing five or six?
I know the MPA would appreciate earlier.
Earlier? So let's shoot for five. Who's available at five? Five, five, five? 5 o'clock?
I should be able to, yeah.
All right. Why don't we do that? Why don't we schedule the four of us just in case somebody has a conflict that comes up at the last minute, and then we'll still have three present. Okay. So at this point, there's an opportunity for community comments. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to address the board? Okay. And let's move on with the staff reports. The first is update of summer facilities projects.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. Right now, I'm going to go through the list of the construction projects that the Board have approved and give you an update. Overall, things are going really well and are maintaining schedule. A bulk of the work, as you know, is taking place at Lincoln. The stormwater management and the underground pipe replacement is on schedule. Dirt should be moved in the next week or so. Sidewalks will be laid after all of the underground work is complete. To anyone who isn't around this summer, they're going to return to see a new sidewalk and some paving on the turnaround lanes, not fully realizing the amount of work that has taken place to repair the water and the leaks. The kitchen plumbing repairs, the grease trap was installed, and as of today, the tile was laid and completed. As far as the window wells are concerned along the gymnasium wall, the old window well railings have been removed. Concrete is set to be poured next week, and then the grate installation will follow after that. The light for the flagpole has not been worked on yet, but with the bulk of this work is still remaining to be on schedule. Once this is done, the flagpole will be addressed. Moving on to both Lions Park and Fairview. Both elementary schools have exterior doors that are going to be replaced. Those doors have been ordered. The timetable is for ordering. We are still about 2 weeks out. However, once we get those doors, the installation won't take more than a day or two. And then the flooring replacement in the front office restrooms at both buildings have been completed. Everything works good, looks good, and doesn't seem to be any issues. Moving on to the administrative offices and the construction of the technology server room. The structure of the room has been built. As of today, the HVAC is installed and air is flowing and moving pretty nicely. And the secured door and lock has been installed also. At this time, we just want to address the technology outage or possible outage.
Yeah, originally, the week of August 8th, it was going to start the Friday before, and that entire week of August 8th, we were told that we would be without our technology without phones in the district, without any access to the server, no internet. And we were going to rent some airports so that we could have some limited internet service. But as it turns out, now they are telling us they're really confident that they will be able to get this work done between the Friday that we're closed before and that Monday the 8th, and we should be up and totally operational Tuesday, which we're really glad to hear about. So that's just going to give us one day, August 8th, where we're really going to be without technology and phones. We're still on our 10-hour work day that day, and we because of the cost incurred, we did not want to go ahead and rent the airports to the wireless networking. If the board does not have any objection, what I would like to do with the employees that will be in on August 8th, so it'd be all the 12-month employees and the secretaries will be back in the buildings. I'd like to just make that a half work day, be a 5-hour work day, shut the district down at noon. There are things that we can do without our computers for a period of time, but 10 hours to really stare at each other gets to be kind of long and drawn out. So if the board doesn't have an objection, I will shut the district down at noon on that Monday the 8th. Thank you.
Okay, and then finally moving on to Westbrook, all of the shrubs, trees, and planting beds have been completed. The village came over to do their inspection, and during their inspection, they have identified some areas that need to be cleaned up. These are some areas between where the planting beds have been laid out and the backs of the homeowners facing, what is that, Bussy? Facing Bussy. So the school district property was clearly staked earlier this week, and we have a meeting scheduled with the village community development team next Wednesday afternoon, possibly some of the homeowners, to determine what cleanup needs to be done so that we can get that taken care of. So that is the update as of earlier today. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to address them at this time. Yes.
Adam, just one question. The last item there, the cleanup. So is this like just overgrown?
Most of it is overgrown trees and bushes in the area that was left over from in between the properties.
Okay, so it's not like construction debris or anything.
No, it's not construction debris, and there's no like large trees. It's mostly just, some weeds and some overgrown bushes. So, but in speaking with the village, wanted to make sure that they were out there and we could all agree on what needed to be done so we can get that done. I definitely don't want to be, cutting down trees of homeowners' trees without the village giving permission for that.
Great, thank you.
Definitely. Okay, thank you.
And Dr. Allmiller, superintendent's report.
Yeah, my last superintendent's report of meetings and such attended was on April 21, so I'm just going to do this kind of reporting out quarterly. First, I would like to report a FOIA. The request was received on July 8th from Jake Griffin of the Daily Herald. He requested the total dollar amount of tuition reimbursements to Educational Association employees in fiscal year ending June 30th, 2016, including names of educators and amounts individually received. We responded to him on July 14th by sending in a list of the employees and the amounts paid to each in July 2015 for the 14-15 school year. Just an FYI, the District 59 held their board meeting last Monday on the 11th, and by a vote of 6-1, they did vote to put on the November ballot to abolish the township treasurer and trustees position. It was a 6-1 vote. There is one board member that there's really no other way to say it. This is an individual who is just contrary to everything that board chooses to do, and is going to try to get a ground effort to vote not to abolish. But I can't imagine they'll be terribly successful when people realize that we're getting rid of bureaucracy. Again, we will be using Jenny Quinn to give out information about this as we get closer to the election. I attended the following meetings, the Mount Prospect Planning and Zoning Commission meeting on April 28th regarding the request for relief of parking islands at Westbrook, the Mount Prospect Trustees meeting on May 17th on the same matter, Chamber of Commerce networking breakfasts on May 4th and June 1st. June 30th, I had a breakfast meeting with the village manager and other area governmental body leaders where I learned that the village is very seriously looking at creating a new TIF district and retiring the current TIF district. I will provide you more information as that becomes available to us. I asked Mike Cassidy if I could have a meeting with him and with Adam to start looking at how that might impact the school district. I attended the AASA Advocacy Conference July 12th and 13th in Washington, D.C., and attended an IASBO School Finance Seminar on July 19th in Naperville. Title I and Title II grant monies allocations have been received. Title I's approximately $101,000 to us this coming school year, $70,000 less than last year, and Title II approximately $34,000 for this next school year, which is $6,000 less than we received last year. Also in Title II for ELL money, $85,000 we'll be receiving. This is an increase of $22,000. That's due to our EL enrollment. Monday, August 8th, I talked to you about that one. And lastly, an invitation to all board members to attend the new Teachers Mentors Luncheon on Friday, August 18th. At 11 a.m. here at Fairview in the multipurpose room. You're almost welcome to attend. Again, that's Friday, August 18th at 11 a.m. Wait a minute. Is it 18th? It's the 18th, you know, Thursday, 18th
the
19th. Is Thursday.
It's I want to review that week because there's a number of things going on.
Yeah, Friday the 19th.
Yeah. Thursday the 18th is the board walkthrough. I should have mentioned that in my report. 6 p.m. we're going to walk through the buildings. There's not a regular board meeting that night.
Where are we starting at?
We'll get information about that when it gets closer. So just so everyone has those dates, right? The Wednesday the 17th is the meeting with MPEA at 5 p.m. Thursday the 18th is we'll be walking through the buildings at 6 p.m. and then 11 a.m. on Friday the 19th here at Fairview is the luncheon with the new teachers. Okay.
That concludes.
Thank you. Then we can go on to the consent agenda. There's a number of items here. I guess I should read through them. Minutes of the Board of Education meeting on June 16th, open and closed sessions, personnel transactions, approving the contract extension of one administrative employee, one administrative contract, approving the employment of 6 certified staff individuals, approve the change in status of 1 certified employee, accept the resignation of 1 certified employee, approve the employment of 2 ESP individuals, approve the change in status of 1 ESP employee, approve the retirement of 1 ESP employee, and accept the resignations of 4 ESP employees. Number 3 on the consent agenda is financial reports, and who reviewed? Karen?
Everything's good.
Everything's in order. Next is the accounts payable bills, which...
That's good as well.
Yeah, those are 2 separate items now. Okay. And number 5 is to approve the donations report. 6, approve the tuition reimbursement. 7,
Approve review of the closed session minutes for the period of July 2014 through December 2014 and closed session audio tapes prior to December 2014. And number 8, adopt a resolution changing the IMRF agent. And the information was in your board packet about that. So does anyone want to remove anything from the consent agenda?
Joel? Number one.
Number one, minutes of the meetings. Okay. Anyone else? Do you want to go ahead and discuss that?
Yeah, it's very brief. If you guys got it in front of you, the last page, it's page 6, we talk about Joe's, the discussion we had regarding Joe's residency. And it doesn't, the open meeting minutes do not reflect that we discussed this in closed session. And so it just, when you, if you just read the open meeting minutes, it doesn't really sound like there was much of a discussion that occurred. So my suggestion or my, is simply just to add, after the first sentence there, that's the second paragraph, the first sentence is Vice President Kobus said, the question before the board is whether we believe there has been any evidence brought before the board that proves Joe Sennefeld has abandoned his Mount Prospect residence, period. And then just add, the board discussed this matter in the immediately concluded closed session.
I'd like to add, right at the end, before closed session, and then that you provided us with evidence regarding. So we discussed, and Joe Sennefeld provided us with various pieces of evidence to prove his residence.
Anyone else have comments?
Session. Is that what you had said?
Yes.
Okay. And Dennis, you said that Joe Sennefeld provided the board with various pieces of evidence?
Yes, yeah, so we discussed this, and Joe Sennefeld provided us with various pieces of evidence regarding his residence at the closed session.
I wonder if that gets too much into the actual content of what was discussed in closed session, but I think that it's probably generic enough.
Generic.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's important that we just didn't discuss it. There was other information.
Okay. Sure.
So I'll make a motion to approve the open session minutes as amended here.
I have a second.
Yes.
Mrs. Qualchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Conquesto?
Yes.
Mr. Sennefeld?
Yes. Then would anyone like to make a motion for the remainder of the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve consent agenda items number 2 through 8.
Second.
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Composto?
Yes.
Mrs. Kobus?
Yes.
Mr. Sennefeld?
Yes. Okay. And we don't have any unfinished business. So at this time, there's another opportunity for community comments if anybody would like to address the board on any particular matter. I think that...
Sure, absolutely.
Since we approved a contract.
Yes, I'd like to formally announce Mr. Paul Saminsky, who's here with us this evening as the new principal at Lincoln Middle School. Paul comes to us serving as 5 years, has it been, as assistant principal in Lake Forest at Deer Path. Prior to that, he was a math teacher in Northbrook District 30 and in Schiller Park. Lives in Wakanda, 2 children, a 2-year-old daughter, and a 1-month-old little boy. And we're really excited to have him joining us. The committee was very excited with him, and welcome, and he'll hit the ground running on Monday. Very much running.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So on our new business, we have 2 items. The first one being adopt a resolution to certify Cook County election authorities to submit to the electors of the school district at the November 8th, 2016 election, a proposition to abolish the office of Elk Grove Township Treasurer and Trustee of Schools. And secondly, to adopt a resolution to abate working cash to operation. All right, so one at a time. The first item, is that for discussion? Do I need to read the resolution?
No.
So we went through this at the last meeting. All right, so can I get a motion?
I move the Board of Education approve the resolution requiring the Secretary of the School Board to certify to the Cook County Election Authorities for submission to the electors of the school district at the November 8, 2016 election, proposition to abolish the office of Elk Grove Township Treasurer and Trustee of Schools.
Second.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mrs. Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Compasto?
Yes.
Mrs. Kobus?
Yes.
Mrs. Kowalczyk?
Yes.
Mr. Senator?
Yes. And the second item is to adopt a resolution to abate working cash to operations and maintenance. So there was detail in the board packet on this as well. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Joe.
I have a question, which is, I'm just trying to understand. I mean, I think I have a basic understanding of this, but or maybe you can just kind of give us a couple sentences. I know
sure.
There's a memo.
Spring, whenever the budget for construction.
I'm sorry, would you use the microphone,
yes,
please?
Earlier in the spring, when the budget for construction projects were developed, part of what was not taken into consideration was what was happening at Westbrook. And as you well know, with the going in front of the village board and putting in that additional shrubs and bushes and things like that caused that budget to slightly increase. So because those funds are dedicated for the construction projects, the operation and maintenance fund at the end of the fiscal year was in a deficit. So to end the fiscal year without it being in the deficit, the board needs to authorize abating working cash into the operations and maintenance fund to help offset that deficit, to pay for those costs that were unanticipated.
So I'm just trying to educate myself here a little bit. So like, for example, when we approved the change orders, and I know that was done under Dale's work, but
mm-hmm.
I assume you're pretty much up to speed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last one was basically a savings of $220,000. Where does that go to? What fund does that kind of go back into?
It's all part of that same operations and maintenance fund. I've been speaking with Mr. Falk when we noticed that we were going to be close. Mr. Falk knew that we were going to be close. He was hoping that we were going to be within line, but again, those unanticipated costs at Westbrook were what took the the fund into a slight deficit. So this is to cover the deficit and make sure that once the audit's complete and everything, that there is no deficit on the AFR.
Okay, and then my last question is, the $500,000 number, where did that come from? Is that just kind of a round number?
Yes, it's a round number. We spoke with the auditors, we spoke with the district attorneys, and felt that it made much more sense to be able to move more money over. This is definitely more money than is needed, but we were advised it would make more sense to move more money, and then whatever money isn't utilized, we could always transfer back or leave in the fund for future construction projects versus trying to nail down exactly the amount of money, knowing that there were still some outstanding invoices and knowing that construction work is still being done this summer.
Thank you.
So can I get a motion?
Second.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Compasto?
Yes.
Mrs. Kobus?
Yes.
Mrs. Kowalczyk?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes. So we don't have any items on the agenda for board discussion. Is there anything on anyone's mind?
It's hot in here.
Yeah. And I don't believe we have need for closed session tonight. So, can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Do we need a roll call to adjourn?
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Mr. Compasto?
Yes.
Mrs. Kobus?
Yes.
Mrs. Kowalczyk?
Yes.
Mr. Lean?
Yes.
Mr. McCluskey?
Yes.
Mr. Sonnenfeld?
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Stay cool, and we'll see you in August.